Hello, Marta, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, nice to meet you.
We start with a deep, deep question, which is, Marta, who are you?
Wow, for this deep, this question, I will give you something that is very simple. So I am a Hungarian engineer, born in Romania. I'm 50 years. And in the context that you are doing this, I have to say that I am an engineer leading a section of superconducting magnet test stand in the technology department at CERN. Of course, I am a mother, I am a wife, I am plenty other things. But in this context, I think that is what is the most important.
Okay, and how long have you been working at CERN?
Well, I am at CERN now for 24 years. Essentially, I have to say I haven't been working too much elsewhere. So I did only 2 years before coming to CERN in Spain. But essentially, my whole career as a professional career is linked to CERN.
And because of those 24 years, because you are an experienced CERNie, could you tell me where do you find beauty at CERN?
Oh, beauty. Oh. Yeah, it's very difficult actually because, beauty, I think maybe the place where we are, that's the most beautiful. Really, here I'm talking about directly what is beauty, no? I love nature and I think it's a particularly nice place where we are and even around the buildings we have a few nice coins and nice places. Of course, I think also differently because I like what I'm doing. I'm an engineer and I can really find beautiful even a piece of iron. It is nicely cutted maybe for a shape that is fitting a dipole or a quadrupole. And to see, actually, I don't know if you have been in SM18 in the entrance, we have an area that is kept for the visitors. And when we were setting up this place, I really wanted to bring a piece of magnet and I recovered from one of the old storage areas, a model magnet, and we transformed it into the table. So I like this kind of object, you know, that is plenty of story, but it's an engineering piece of art and transforming something useful and nice. So, yeah.
Okay, I have to see that.
Yes.
So let's remember the past a bit, because I would like to know what do you miss the most from, well, I would say in the original question from Romania, but now that you told me that you just were born there, what do you miss the most from Hungary?
This is really important what you said, and I will just put you back in the context between these two countries, because Romania is my country where I was born, when I have spent my first 20 years, and where I have a big part of my family. Hungary is, I am linked to Hungary because of my nationality, because of my culture. But finally, fortunately or unfortunately, I am not anymore asking myself, but this is the reality. I was only living there during my studies, which means 4 years. Mm-hmm. If you ask me something of my childhood or my place of born is really Romania. So if I miss something, again, it's places where I grew up. There is a particular place near my town, which is lost in the mountains, a piece of field that I inherited from my grandparents. Really so much lost that you have no electricity, no water, no networks and stuff like this. And even if you don't explain very precisely to the people, they even don't find a path to arrive there. And this is a place of peace, a place of back to the reality, back to the real life, where you wake up in the morning and you work the whole day to live, just to cook and to to sleep, and the whole day of work. It's really really the basis and really where I can charge my batteries. And this place actually I am missing because it's quite complicated to arrive up there. So I am very rarely there, although I think that I would really love to spend more time there. So this is a place that I am missing clearly.
If you could teach people from other nationalities a proverb from your homeland, which one would it be?
Yeah, the proverb. Well, what I always hear from my mother, mm-hmm. I don't know, I think it's a proverb, but I'm not 100% sure that is a very common proverb, but I was always taught by my mom. She was always telling me, help yourself and God will help you. And I think it's a lot of interesting message inside that two sentences, these together. First of all, I think that you have to know that the place when are coming from, it's, as you understood, it's between the mountain, a small village. Mm-hmm. The people are quite religious in all my family. And although I'm not, and I'm not, at least I'm not in the way they are, I'm not practicing it, I feel with this sentence a kind of respect to that. Okay, maybe I don't believe like them, but I respect them. And I believe that if I did all what is my duty, if I worked and I fight it, then probably I will have also the support of God. So I think that this is what I would teach. For sure, I'm teaching that, and this message is going to my daughter. But to anybody else who would like to hear from me, I think this is what I would say. Do yourself, and when you did all, you will see that you will have the help, the support of God.
Okay. So there's a Romanian working class writer who is called Panait Istrati. I'm sorry about the pronunciation. So he lived in misery and depressed his whole life, but he stands up for goodness because he said that the goodness of one single man is much stronger than the evil of a thousand, because the devil in the end, when it dies totally, but the good is transmitted to others and remains even after it metaphorically dies. So I would like to know if you agree with Istrati.
Of course, it would be very, very difficult to say that I don't agree with him. But yes, I am deeply agree with this, even if it's not somebody that I knew. It's I listen to you, I hear what he wrote. I really think that deeply I believe there is no evil. It's often a difference in point of view. So it's everything, it's relative. And for sure, if you're insisting in trying to turn everything in a positive way, there is always a positive side of everything. It's a question of trying to see it without forgetting that we are not all equal. We are similar, not equal. And depending on what you have seen in your life, you may see very differently the things, and the perception can be bad. If you are able to put yourself in the position of the others and you try to understand why they are behaving in a way that you perceive it badly, mm-hmm. Well, probably it's half a way of a solution and there is an explanation of that. And actually you can even turn the evil in something less bad. But I think that it's essential. Nobody is bad, but they probably had some other way of other experiences than us. And it's a point of view, I think.
Yes, it's an interesting question that we all can ask ourselves related with what is goodness, what is badness. So I think it's a bit of subjective also.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So let's move to the cuckoo, which is a quick quiz, but it looks like something Frenchified. So I'm going to ask you, Marta, if you could only recommend us a book, which one would it be?
A book.
Or if you prefer a film or a TV series, you can also go for that.
I'm thinking because I'm not reading in English. I haven't prepared the English.
No, don't worry. But
I'm trying to rapidly translate. I thought in a film that's very, very easy to translate. Mm-hmm. And this would be The Life is Nice or La Vita Bella.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a film that really I loved, and I would definitively recommend.
Okay, and now it's time for Imagine the Future. So I'm gonna dream big. I'm gonna imagine myself writing a novel in Costa da Morte in Galicia. And now I would like to know, what are the dreams of an engineer like you, Marta?
Well, you know, Irene, I'm 50, so I'm not dreaming in my personal life to become something like you. You think, well, probably is a very good question for young people. But in general, I have to say that I was never. Maybe it's my way of being terre à terre, you know, to sit on the floor as an engineer. I am more that person who are opening the doors and going ahead and, oh, no, I have a left and right and I decide. And I never had big dreams, I have to say. I like what I'm doing and I like to see that I put the objectives which are possible to be attained, mm-hmm. and just a little bit higher than that, to have a higher quality, more motivation. But at the end, I need to be sure that what I am proposing myself to do, I can do, and I can look behind me and to say, look, this is what I did. So I think I am careful when I am putting dreams, not to be disappointed that I am not able to satisfy myself. So I don't have big dreams in my professional life, but I'm putting, I'm making small steps and choosing more or less the right place to arrive. Of course, I had dreams. I think I had dreams like a person out of this context. I always loved mountains. And also there, I have to say that I was very careful. Although I always dreamed to hike once the Mont Blanc, I never tried it, probably because I have some doubts that I would arrive there. So I'm limiting myself and limiting again not to have too much disappointment. And I'm doing similar stuff, but not up to that place. But it's nice to dream about and to look at it and to say, why, this is my... vœu pieux, as in French, you would say, something that you dream, but you know that you will never arrive.
yes, a fantasy. So our previous Cerny, I don't know if you will know her, she was called Laure Estevenie. She is the head of the CERN alumni. And she wanted to ask you if you would have a time for a coffee so that you can get to know each other.
No, in fact, I don't know her. I have heard her name is not strange for me. And yes, I would definitely find a moment to take a coffee with her. Yes, I would be happy. This okay. is very
Yes, this was the first like direct proposal from a CERNy to another one, and I'm so glad that it works. And now we change, we are coming to the end of the interview, so we change the roles. And Marta, you are now the interviewer, so please feel free to ask whatever you want to our next CERNy.
Well, to the next CERNy, very interesting question. So maybe I would, independently, if it's a girl or a man, I would like him or her. Mm-hmm. To explain what, in his opinion, is the role of a scientist in society, And if he or she would like to have a bit more precision or more direction the question, I would like to ask her what is the role of a woman in a...
That's great, because she's a woman. That's the only thing I can tell you, so...
But it's very nice also if a man can answer on that.
Yes.
Because I think that we, more and more we put some emphasis on that question and we try to mm-hmm. explain that sure. we need also space in this world, but it's also important that men, they understand and they express their opinion about that and their view and just to be sure that it's not going in only one direction.
yes, we have to go together.
Okay, good.
So thank you very much, Marta. This was the interview. I really had a good time with you.
Thank you, Irene. It was a pleasure.